On this episode of Brad Nels What's News, episode 25, Brad Nels will be talking about Piers Morgan and the Pigeon Lady, what you have to do to escape North Korea. The state, Ohio State, is recommending its residents do not enter. When your store at a gas station might not be that busy, alternatives for making extra income, as well as porta potties. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 24 of Brad Nels What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. But we want to give it to you anyway. Brad, how are you?
I got prepared a statement I would like to... I've got a few things I would like to address before I begin tonight's episode. A few things that have been weighing...
I've got time to eat my chicken burger?
Heavily, definitely. A few things I would like... This is a very short statement, but I tend to drag things out. First of all, yes, I'm currently wearing the blackest shirt I could find to mourn my fantasy football team.
Who beat you?
It's funny you should bring that up, because my second point is, no, I don't want to talk about it.
It's not over yet. Don't you have one more guy playing?
Big Ben Roethlisberger. Although 50 may be the amount of rape allegations, that is not the amount of points he is going to put up tonight. I'm sad to say, if that happens, I will genuinely, I don't even know. But also, another statement I would like to make, I've listened to the last episode, which was recorded in my absence, with guests Ethan Ryan of Yeg Sports Podcast. I gotta say, I listened to it, and you know, I will say, we have our differences. They may be diehard Flames fans, but I'll say, there's some good Canadian boys, and I'm willing to be the bigger man and wait for them to invite me on their show so they can apologize to me in person. I've opened myself up to that. I've been reevaluating a lot since all the stuff that's happened to me since yesterday with my fantasy team dying, and well, that's pretty much it.
And it's Christmas season.
It's the Christmas season. I'm in the spirit of giving. I had nightmares about Derrick Henry just steamrolling all my hopes and dreams last night.
Which team has Derrick Henry? Which fantasy GM?
Okay, I would like you to refer back to the second point I made, which is that no, I do not want to talk. Every single one of my players did nothing. All of them. All year. They've been absolutely dominant since I took over my team. And the one game it matters. These, you know, I gotta say, Nelson, what we witnessed yesterday was a miracle. A miracle. The Jets absolutely steam the Jets. The worst statistical team in history. In NFL history. Steamrolled Jared Goff. That bug-eyed heroin-looking addict goofball, and I lost. I cannot. I don't want to talk. I'm getting. You know, it is freaking cold in here. I'm changing my shirt. I'm gonna put on my Chiefs hoodie. A team that can't hurt me, like my team can.
Well, for our listeners, our big following in Azerbaijan, I'd like to say that my fantasy football team looks like it's going to the final next week.
Yeah, to face off against a 2-10 team. The fantasy football. I know. We got to talk about the news. This is not.
That guy I may be playing next week. Well, I am playing next week. If I win, that's if, you know, a certain quarterback in a certain gold and black uniform doesn't get
Jared
50 points tonight.
Good.
I will face the worst team in our fantasy league. But I think he sandbagged it all year. To make the ultimate comeback. You thought you were going to have the ultimate comeback? This guy.
I thought I was.
Jackie,
no.
He's got the ultimate comeback. So
Sam
if he wins,
I honestly, if you lose to a 2-10 team, I'll be happy. But I'll also be happy for you to win. I mean, obviously, I have a great deal of respect for your team. I'm just saying that Devontae Adams, who's put up consistently 30 points a game, puts up 6? Are you kidding me? And then... God himself is like, you know what? Look, Brad is clearly deserving of this. He's worked hard on this. I'm going to rip out Derek Carr's groin so he can't play for now.
I know.
He
I
gets
thought
no
was
point.
Done.
And I was like,
was
but then only it was not a force of God. The force of the devil has possessed itself into the Rams and the Jets, powered by the devil's whims, ruined everything. God damn it! Damn you, Jared Goof! I'll find you in the next life.
For Ethan and Ryan, they actually listen to this podcast, so thank you to them of Yegg Sports. This is like your audition to go on their show.
This was like
your 4.5 or 4 minute sports rant, NFL rant.
I do have a lot of thoughts about the new NHL format as well. I would love to discuss with them.
Speaking of which, January 13th, NHL's back. All of us Canadians are excited.
So hyped.
And you know what's cool about it is Connor McDavid didn't want the NHL for Christmas, but he asked for it for his birthday, January 13th, and the NHL said, sure.
They gave it to him.
Connor, you can have it for your birthday, because he's not greedy. He's not going to ask for it for Christmas, but he's like, my birthday, January 13th, because I'm Connor McDavid. I'm the best player, not just in the NHL, but on the entire planet. And I'm going to argue this. He's the best player, hockey player in the entire solar system.
Oh, absolutely. 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 I would still take...
Possibly Galaxy. But
possibly we'll Galaxy. We don't know. But I will say, I would still take Prime Gretzky over McDavid, but it's a very different league back then. Scoring's easier. Goalie... Nets bigger. Goalie smaller.
Can you imagine Gretzky and McDavid?
I can't. Together? Someone who has played a lot of NHL games where you can do Dynasty and put them together? Oh, boy. But anyways,
this isn't a sports show.
This is not a sports show. I'll save it for when I inevitably get invited on to Yegg Sports. I'm imagining most of the episode will be them apologizing for everything they've done to me.
Well, they don't have to. I asked them on the show to fill in, so they can't apologize for that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a good show. I just, you know, the thing is, I've gotten to the point in my life where I've really reevaluated what matters to me. And I think I've really come to the conclusion that I have to be the bigger man and let people apologize to me. It just, you know.
So you're a big enough man to bury a hatchet in somebody.
Bury the hatchet into them. I was at a thrift store the other day and I saw a Bennett jersey and I thought about it.
You should have bought it.
I should have, but...
I would have given you Ethan's address. You could have mailed it to him, couriered it to him, whatever. Had him sign for it, but he actually signed for a Flames jersey.
Oh, that's funny. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thank you for asking 7.5 minutes into the show.
Yeah. Well, we got, like, over all this stuff about me, and so I figure, like, you're also in the title of the show, so I feel like you're important, too. Obviously, my name first on the billing, but...
We went alphabetical.
Alphabetical, I mean, you could say
that's
that.
That's what I tell myself so I can go to sleep at night.
Yeah,
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've had a good weekend. Did a couple podcasts. I was on a Yegg Sports podcast last night.
Not all of us get invited to this.
It's a special one. I was previewing the World Juniors, and I didn't think they would have had you, but I didn't think your knowledge of World Juniors was up to snuff.
No, I don't follow World Juniors at all.
So,
I'm an NFL man. I follow the Oilers, but I'm an NFL man.
I took the liberty of saying I don't think he'd be much contribution. No. So they wanted a nice, tight, like, half-hour show for preview show for Canada's first game coming up, Boxing Day. Recorded another episode, third episode of our Top 5, whether you like it or not. It's actually a popular little show. I'm quite impressed with the numbers on it. So we did top 5 months. You didn't listen to it yet.
No.
But you listened to, you were on the first one, top 5 pizzas.
Yeah, classic.
You listened to top 5 Christmas songs.
I did.
And whose list did you like best there?
Whose list I like best? Well, I remember you. I'm just going to pull it up on Facebook so I can remember what everybody else said.
Okay, while you're doing that, just so people listening know, there is another podcast in the Nels Nelson Audio Podcast Network. Not just Mountain Mysteries, which is found under Nels Nelson Audio Dramas. That's where audio dramas go. There's obviously Brad Nels, What's News? You're listening to that. Thank you very much. And also, we have our top 5, whether you like it or not. You can find them all on Facebook and make comments, suggest lists for top 5, You can send us unqualified advice questions on Facebook to Brad Nels What's News, or you can go to Twitter if you're on Twitter at Audio Nels, and any questions, comments about any of the podcast content I somewhat produce and put out there, but I have a wonderful cast of talented, wonderful, witty, hilarious, amazing actors, actresses that join me all the time, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy doing this in this day and age
and
of
Ethan.
COVID, where we can't, and Ethan, where we can't get together in person, we can still produce stuff and create stuff and have a blast together over podcasts. So again, Nels Nelson Audio Dramas, Brad Nels What's News, and our top five, whether you like it or not. And I'm working on another one, but that's not close to being ready yet. Almost. So yes, your top five Christmas list. Which list did you like the best?
I was looking at it, I was between yours and Ryan's, but as a diehard Bare Naked Ladies fan myself, I own all their albums on CD. I can't. My mom was a diehard Bare Naked Ladies fan. I always listened to them as a kid. I got to go with you for popping on God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. But also, I like Ryan's because he picked tolerable Christmas songs. I hate Christmas music. Genuinely, I hate
it. Me too.
It's horrible.
It was a hard one, but it was fun.
But I don't mind the, like, I like the Dean Martin Let It Snow on his. I don't know. It's kind of, I'm not a huge fan of the classical stuff that you had on yours, but Bare Naked Ladies and Alabama kind of bumped you.
My first CD I ever bought in 1990 or 91, when CDs were new and the big thing, Bare Naked Ladies, Gordon Elvis,
yeah,
my first album. And then I bought the next day, Genesis, I Can't Dance.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there you go. Let's do the news, Brad. We've rambled like two old men long enough, like we're in A&W. Let's talk about the news, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk about the news. I think that's an apt metaphor. We are two old men in A&W. I hate A&W. It's gross.
I tell people when they first listen to this show, we've done 24 episodes. We have almost hit 25, which means Reggie will come along, Mr. Divisible Run 5. We haven't heard from him in the podcast network in a while, actually.
No, he's been oddly quiet. He's too quiet.
Yes, he's odd. He's hibernating. My goal when we started this last January, I believe, was to do one every 2 weeks. We're not quite to the full year, 365 days wide, but if we're pretty much on one every two weeks. Sorry.
Well, the schedule's kind of like, there's like a month where we do one every week, and then we miss 2 months, and then we do two a week, and it's an absolute dumpster fire. But
the average I want,
yeah, it works.
25, 26.
Like,
so season two will start soon, but the episode number will stay running.
Like, I'm sure.
So season two will become 26 or 25.
I'm sure a lot of people listening to this right now are from the future when I am Supreme Chancellor of
the Galactic Empire.
But
that's that picture of you in the McDonald's I saw from the future. You're Emperor Sonnenberg.
Emperor Sonnenberg. Yeah.
Do you change your name?
Do I change my name in the future? Yeah, my name in the future is just, for no actual logical reason, is Taco Miyagi. That's just a demand to be called Taco Miyagi. Anyone who says anything otherwise. All right, the news.
No, but what I was trying to say is, if this is your first time listening, this is how every episode goes. We ramble on for 10 minutes-ish, like the old men in a... pick any... restaurant,
not
an
Arby's.
Any town or
not
city.
Old men in Arby's. Arby's is gross.
Well, Arby's doesn't do breakfast. But, you know, where they do breakfast and the women sit on the one half of the restaurant and they natter, and the men sit on the other half and they natter and complain. That's what it is. We ramble on like a couple old
Are
people
suggesting
talking
that
about the women.
That women have to sit in another section of restaurants than men? That's no, a very...
By choice.
By whose choice?
Because trust me, if there's one thing we know compared women to men are 3 times stupider. So if they don't want to sit with the men, they go sit with
Sure.
Let's do the news. Welcome to Brad Nels What's News. If you like the show, follow us on Facebook and share us with four or five or 25 of your friends.
Just stand out there. Honestly, not me, but if you just want to ring Nels' doorbell a few times, leave him.
Yeah, like 11 at night when kids are in bed.
The later, the better. Higher chance that he will answer it, because he is up at 2 in the morning to go to work. So if you see a garbage truck just run right in front of it, full force. And chance Nels is driving it. Stop, say hi.
Say hi as he's calling 911.
Well, you gotta.
I just spoke of myself in the third person. All right, you going first or am I going first?
It depends. Do you have priority news or?
Nah. Well,
do you have anything
let's
you would
see.
Consider to be like absolute like.
Well, I've got one story that's related to the Christmas. And then one story that's related to adult activities.
Okay.
And what do you got?
What do I have? Well, I have, well, I'm trying to think because I got a few.
Well, then you go first if you've got a few.
But no, well, I wasn't going to do all of them. I was just kind of trying to see.
Brad, those who listen to the show know you always squeeze two or three extras at the end.
I would not do that. Well, okay. It's a story that's very near and dear to my heart.
Then it's got to be. None of the two I have are near and dear to my heart.
Okay, okay. So. This one's important. This is a story I've been following since I was a kid, really. I find myself waking up in the morning in a cold sweat, looking for updates. Much like you with the royal family, I can't help myself.
Oh, Twitter! Jose Canseco followed.
Yeah, me. Jose Canseco followed. Congratulations, man!
We got to get OJ following you. I will never speak ill of Jose Canseco again, but I will share his crazy, absurd tweets because I'm a fan.
Forget him on the show.
Near and dear to
my heart. This comes from the AV Club, but also I've seen it reported on pretty much every site. I just picked their article to read. Piers Morgan. I am not the pigeon lady in Home Alone 2 for the last time.
He is.
I gotta say, there's been this image circulating on the internet. I want you to go on your phone right now if you're listening and search up Piers Morgan pigeon lady Home Alone 2.
I never thought of it, but he is.
Exactly. I saw the tweet basically goes, now I'm not saying anything, but have you ever seen Piers Morgan and the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2 in the same room? And
they're both English.
The article goes, professional, and I've seen the clip, professional pigeon person, Piers Morgan swears he is a lot of things. Stalwart protector of modern masculinity, concerned razor purchaser, mathematician. There's one thing he feels the need to convince a skeptical public that he is most certainly not. And once again, this is satisfying. If you're familiar with the news, you'll be familiar that Piers Morgan is an absolute pretentious asshat who is absolutely vigilante. He goes, I am not the bag lady in Home Alone 2, Piers Morgan desperately vowed yesterday on Good Morning Britain, his wide grin hiding the deep well of shame and resentment radiating through our computer screens from every fiber of his being. I love the person who wrote this article, by the way. You are the pigeon lady in Home Alone 2. Your character helped save Kevin when he's cornered in the park by the wet bandits, co-host Zana Reed clarified. It's not my character. I have nothing to do with it, Morgan pleaded to an audience of millions before Reed cuts in with the simple, elegant statement of truth. You know it is. It, Morgan, of course, can only counter with a chasm of silence because he knows the truth as well as anyone. Now, I'm not saying this is necessarily true, but once again, have you seen Piers Morgan and the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2 in the same room? Bet you haven't. And I feel like this is kind of slander on the pigeon lady because I actually quite love the pigeon lady, whereas Piers Morgan makes me irrationally have to go to the bathroom. I don't know why, but just looking at him just makes me feel like I got to clean out the system. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm the pigeon lady is a good character.
She is.
In Home Alone 2. Tells Kevin, you know, helps Kevin. Kevin learns about turtle doves from the old guy's toy store, and then he buys her a turtle dove, so they each have one. And
my favorite.
But I think Piers Morgan's upset, not because people keep saying you are. He wishes.
He wishes he was the pigeon lady. It's hitting a deep well of insecurity. I gotta say, no, my favorite Home Alone 2 character is that really lovely looking gentleman in the elevator. Can't remember his name. But I thought to myself when I watched that movie as a kid, I was like, I want that man to be the leader of the free world. Just his performance.
Like, the one with the weird hair looks like it's half.
Sort of, yes. I don't know. I just...
It's kind of frumpy looking.
I'm not saying anything about Obama, but has Obama starred in Home Alone 2? Don't think he has. Is he really a good president? That's all I'm saying. Joe Biden has not starred in Home Alone 2.
You know, I think that guy who starred in Home Alone 2 in the elevator scene there and then the lobby scene, I think he's going to star in another movie in a month or so called Evictions Live. Get the hell out of our house.
I've been excited for his appearance on the new hit TV show, Incarceration.
90 Days In, or whatever that one's called, where they put people lockdown. In prison. Lockdown. Yeah. Hey, it'll be interesting.
Poor guy is losing his job. He's getting evicted from his home. His wife's probably going to leave him. I mean, poor guy. That's all I'm saying. But moral of the story is, here's Morgan. He's not the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2. Bullshit.
But he wishes he was.
He wishes he was. So that's the story that I very near and dear to my heart.
I'm sure if we went to IMDb, that woman who played the pigeon lady, she's probably got a way better resume than Piers Morgan.
Probably. Her name is Brenda Fricker.
Her name is Pollyanna Morgan.
Brenda Fricker. I would like to see what else she's done. Top story. 3 hours ago, the pigeon lady was very much on her own. Home Alone's Brenda Fricker opens up about her lonely Christmas experience. Oh, boy.
Oh, let's not go there. Make it Brenda sad. Fricker, we just hyped up how awesome.
And you know what? We want you on the show.
Yes. You can be top of our list. Bump past the one and only true Nathan Fillion.
New season of The Rookie coming out.
Sure is. Is this the entertainment show or is this the news, Brad?
Sorry, the news.
But I can't wait. I love The Rookie. Oh, he's in so much trouble. He's been framed for a crime. And how's he going to get out of it? I've been waiting like 12 months.
I have not watched it, but I saw the commercial the other day. And I got to say, that was one of the worst commercials I've ever seen for a TV show. However, I do love Nathan Fillion, so I might watch the show. But the way they said it, I was like, he's been framed by his best friend for a murder he did not commit.
Man.
But Nathan Fillion.
All right. My story. We do. Good Edmonton boy. Good Canadian boy, I tell you. All right. My article is from a while back when we first started, like a month after, but I wanted to keep it so it's been outdated, but the headline stays. And really all you need is the headline. All right. But you need to take a breath. Clear your mind.
Man. Okay.
Clear your mind. Don't be drinking anything. No food in your mouth. I don't want you to choke. Here's the headline. Sex in the snack aisle. Gas station faces possible closure over porn video. So basically what happened was, because they were shut down in February, it turned in, we're going to start shutting down because of coronavirus stuff. And they decided, well, we'll just let this guy come over and film a porn in our gas station. But they still had the store open, so the odd person would come in and see this camera crew, a couple of actors and actresses shooting a porn video. And they're wondering why they're going to be shut down as a guest.
Damn coronavirus taking away yet another one of life's greatest joys, sex in a gas station aisle. Darn it.
I can't really quote what's the top trending porn searches, but I have a feeling gas station porn is probably pretty low on the list. So they were trying to find a niche and get in, right? They were trying, there isn't a lot of gas station porn. Let's shoot some. I got a gas station. It's like one of my favorite writer directors, Kevin Smith, he shot Clerks, his first movie, in the store he worked in the convenience store he worked in during the night when they were closed. But yeah. It was just a movie. It wasn't a porn.
Or you at least think it'd be a closed set.
You'd think. Clearly it wasn't. Or they didn't tape over the windows. Or people are like, what's going on in there? It smells fishy. Yeah. This seems a little fishy here. But hey, Yeah, I think, like I said, I don't have the article anymore because it's archived, and I'd have to like dig through a bunch of sign-ins and screens and that. But I think the sex and snack aisle, gas station face possible closure over porn video, I'm sure people could dig into that a bit and find out if they ever got shut down or stayed open.
I will say,
yeah, I wouldn't, because you know what's going
to
come up.
Snack aisle, because I feel like that would very much, like, if you're going to do that and like next to a pack of Mike and Ikes, I feel kind of.
Whatever the snacks they were going for, they ended up being sweet and salty. Next story. We're in the middle of the show. Hey. But we're a little bit early. Yesterday, and we've talked about this a few times, about the email received from another podcast. Do you have that handy?
The email.
Because you being Brad of Brad Nils, you got emailed because apparently Brad's first.
Yes, I do have the email. Okay, this is from someone who listens to the show. I know he's the husband of one of my mom's good friend. So I guess that's how he got connected there. Yeah, he goes, hey, Bradford. I think your mom may have mentioned me, but I'm married to her high school friend, Joanne. I long ago deleted my Facebook account, but Joe keeps me up to date with the goings on there. So Joe said you'd done a podcast on Spotify, so I listened to a couple episodes. You and your mate have a great vibe. Yeah, they're from London, so.
Well, he's originally from here, Edmonton.
Yeah, they live over there.
And he's been in London about 10 years, 11 years, 12 years.
Yeah, I know, because I'm pretty sure.
So I like
pretty sure
already.
Joanne came out here like a few months before COVID, and I got to meet her. But anyways. Double acts are great for the mediums, and I think you guys have a good one. He says, what platform did you use for authoring and distribution? I'm on anchor.fm. Yep, that's what we use. As it was recommended to me, I'm a professional podcast producer, but I'd love to know what you use. So my podcast is about the tragically hip, and it's called That Night in Toronto. It is on Anchor here. Now, go look, everybody listening, go look in the show notes. I'm sure Nels can put the link for the podcast down.
I'll do my best.
Give it a listen, let me know what you think.
It's on all Cheers. The platforms you can hear on Anchor.
Vince. Everywhere. Yeah, I did. I listened to an episode the other day. And I know you said you've been listening to it. Great podcast. I've never been a huge Tragically Hip fan, but I do like some of their music. I've just never really dug into it as much.
Well, that's like me. I'm not a huge Tragically Hip fan, but now I am. I have a few of their songs now downloaded on my Spotify.
Nice.
And Vince, I've seen one. If you look, I believe it's on Spotify, his pilot episode or his pre-show episode, his kind of test episode. He's wearing a Canada rugby jersey. So I know Vince has got to be a rugby fan. He's living in England now. So if he went over there and became a rugby fan instead of a soccer fan, oh, my heart is just filled with love for the guy. So that's a podcast we're gonna plug a bit, because you know what, I appreciate anybody who's doing podcasts and putting out different varieties of entertainment. And he's a one-man show, he's a solo guy on there, and those are good podcasts too. They're full of information.
Anyways, it's a lot more impressive doing that, because it's a lot harder to be interesting without like people to bounce off of. Like, it is trickier in a lot of ways, so I have a ton of respect for people who are able to do it.
And those one-man shows usually are way more, first, it's something someone's passionate about. Second, it's usually really researched and well done, put forward. So, yeah, give it a listen. And it's That Night in Toronto.
That Night in Toronto, yeah.
Yes, That Night in Toronto, yeah, on Spotify, on Apple Podcast. Anywhere you get podcasts, you'll get that. So, thanks for that email. Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear back from you. Vince, if you're still listening, we're listening to you. Hopefully, you're still listening to us. You're entertaining us, and hopefully we're still entertaining you. But it was great to get that kind of email. We appreciate it. Now, the real middle of the show. Where we give you some random geographical location. We give you unqualified advice. We answer a question. And Brad gives the weather. Which, by the way, I thought Ryan did an excellent job of the weather. He almost grabbed your entire shtick, but he did it himself, and it was pretty good. He's a fan of the show. He's a big fan. Not sure about Ethan, but Ryan.
I heard that the only thing he likes more than our podcast is the Calgary Flames.
Ethan or Ryan?
Both of them.
Ah, well. At least we're liked more than the Calgary Flames.
That's something.
All right. Let's do the random geographic location, shall we?
Let's do it.
And it's an aptly appropriate one for the time of the year. The North Pole, also known as the geographic North Pole or terrestrial North Pole, is the point in the Northern Hemisphere where the Earth's axis of rotation meets the surface. It's called the true North Pole to distinguish it from the magnetic North Pole. The North Pole is the northernmost point on Earth, lying diametrically opposite of the South Pole. It defines geodetic latitude 90 degrees north, as well as the direction of true north. At the North Pole, all directions point south. Isn't that mind-blowing? When you're on the North Pole, everywhere south. You look is
yeah,
south.
Yeah, that is weird.
All the lines of longitude converge there, so its longitude can be defined as any degree value. Along tight latitude circles, counterclockwise is east and clockwise west. The North Pole is at the center of the Northern Hemisphere. The nearest land is usually said to be... Okay, I apologize to our Greenland listeners, but I'm going to give it a try. Kafeklubin Island, off the northern coast of Greenland, about 700 kilometers away. Though some perhaps semi-permanent gravel banks lie slightly closer. The nearest permanently inhabited place is Alert in the... And I'm going to apologize to our Canadian listeners in Nunavut. Kikiktaaluk region. Nunavut, Canada, which is located 817 kilometers from the North Pole. North Pole is located entirely in the middle of the Arctic Ocean. So like the South Pole is on land in Antarctica, North Pole is completely covered by ocean. And the sea depth at the North Pole has been measured at 4,261 meters, 980 feet, by a Russian submersible mirror. So there you go. North Pole. I think it's fitting in this time of year. Like I almost randomly selected
that. How many times have you randomly selected the ocean?
Never. I don't think. Until this time when I randomly selected the North Pole.
It's close.
Okay, so it's just a geographical location in our randomly geographical location of the week. But I thought we would do North Pole because, hey, it's cold. That's the only reason. Not because it's Christmas. I did it because it's cold. The weather, Brad. Let's go over to you at the weather desk. Brad Sonnenberg.
Breaking weather. Hey, guys. Weather.
It's raining, man. Hallelujah. It's raining.
Hey, welcome. It's me, Weather McGuy, here with another weather forecast. Now, truthfully told, I have not been outside in 3 days. That's not a joke. I've been down here in my room, not going anywhere. I have no idea what's going on outside. There might not even be an outside anymore. We're all going to die, kid. We're all going to die. Life is futile. You live, you love, it falls apart. Everything you love gets ruined by Derrick Henry and his goddamn fantasy football team. No point to anything. Just give up, man. It's not worth it. And that has been your weather forecast. It's me, Weather McGuy. Tune in next week or don't. Doesn't matter.
Well, I must say that was very uplifting for me, who is moving on to the final in fantasy football league. Isn't that next game on or not yet?
It's not until like six or something. Part of me wants to watch it, but part of me also recognizes.
You should watch it because if Big Ben gets 60 points.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was hoping the stat adjustment would help, but it just made it worse.
Anyway.
48.
Unqualified advice. Comes in from N Squared, wants to know who he should keep in his keeper league for football next. Just kidding. If you have any unqualified advice questions, like I said earlier, you can go to facebook.com/Brad Nels What's News. I believe it's just start typing Brad Nels What's News, and I'm sure it'll bring you to where you need to go. You can leave us a question, a comment, or you can say, hey, message us and say, can you answer this question on your next podcast? We would love to. So that being said, this week we have a question from Anonymous. A lot of people named Anonymous.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the same guy.
Or girl. Woman.
Could be.
Child. Kid. Senior. Midlifer. I don't know. I'm 41, Brad. Am I now midlife?
Depends how long you live for.
What if I die
well,
at
no, 50? Then you're not midlife. 25 was your...
What if I die at 394?
You're not even close. You're a babe.
I'm still young. I'm just a little...
How many children do you think you'll have by then?
Seven. Well, eight. Sorry, I ignored the adult. He's an adult. So, kids total, eight. I ain't doing anymore. I'll do grandkids next. I'll put... You know what I learned? You never wake a man up, a grandfather holding his young infant grandchild sleeping on the couch.
Absolutely.
Oh, look at them. They're so... That's a trick. I cannot wait to be a grandfather so I can just hold a little child and take a nap. And no one will bug me. Anyway, that's not the unqualified advice question. Question from Anonymous is, do you like McDonald's?
Asking the big questions.
Now, I'm going to assume the restaurant, but I don't know, like Old McDonald's Farm or the McDonald's who live down the street? Like,
if it is in reference to the restaurant, I will say I had a bit of a spiritual experience a few days ago. And for a long time, when I was a boy, back when I was a young lad, every time I went to McDonald's, I would order the signature McWrap, crispy, ranch, no tomatoes. And I loved it. I don't like fast food that much, but it was one of the best things I've ever eaten. And I ordered it all the time. It was healthy enough that you could delude yourself into thinking it was healthy. It tasted really good. It was a sizable amount of food. A few months ago, 6 months ago, about McDonald's in Vegreville, suddenly decides that they don't serve it anymore. And I have not been okay, honestly. The rest of their food doesn't compare. And a little while ago, I was in the city with my brother, and we went through the McDonald's drive-thru, and lo and behold, there it was after 6 months, the McWrap. And you know what? They got my order completely wrong, and I didn't even care. They got it wrong. I was like, man, they still got it. Nothing's changed.
Still McDonald's.
But no, McDonald's, I do like McDonald's. And you don't know why? Because McDonald's is steady. You go to McDonald's, you pretty much know what you're going to get. It's clear. It's the most tested product. They know what they're putting out. They've put the most time into it. It may not be the best, but at McDonald's, you're not going to have a bad meal. You're not going to have an amazing meal, but especially if you're hungry, it hits. But like, even if it's bad, it's still all right. You know, it's kind of just, it's McDonald's. That's my opinion on McDonald's. Arby's, on the other hand, I hate Arby's, but McDonald's, good shit.
Brad, I just got an email this morning from Arby's. They wanted to sponsor a show.
Guess what, Arby's? You know what I have to say to you? You know what I have to say to you, Arby's? Guess what, Arby's? I hope you're listening real, real close. You listening, Arby's?
I think they are.
Your food very much. So, if you still want to give us money, that's cool, but... don't really trust anybody who says they're making roast beef for fast food. They're making steak, like an exquisite food for like $4. That's not steak. I don't know what it is, but there's no way in hell that's steak. You know what they are? They're the Wish.com of fast food, where it's like, wow, that's a great price. What's the catch? Oh, the catch is slave labor takes a year to ship, and it's actually made out of melted plastic cheese. Do you like McDonald's?
Oh, McDonald's, I do. And what I find with McDonald's is worldwide, they're good anywhere. You get McDonald's, you get your Big Macs, I like the McDouble, that's the new burger I like. And if you're gonna have a cheeseburger eating contest, no better place than McDonald's. They're consistently the same, so it's a legit contest between you and your friends or mates if you're listening in the United Kingdom. So McDonald's is consistent. And what's there not like? Like you said, you're not going to get a great meal, but you're going to get a meal. And it's great when you're hungry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, new slogan. It's not going to be a great meal, but it's a great meal when you're hungry. McDonald's. Now, if we're talking about his farm, well, all his animals are running away.
Not a very good farm manager. It's all past tense. He had a farm. Clearly, he's not capable of running it or holding on to it. I wouldn't trust him, if I'm being completely real with you. He's clearly incapable of
being a farmer, a livestock farmer. Anyway, he might be a great grain farmer because the grain can't run away.
And if we're talking about Ronald McDonald, don't like him, don't trust him, don't feel comfortable around him. Well, he awakens feelings in me that I would rather keep buried. I don't like him. Get him out of here. Bye bye.
All right, McDonald's. So safe to say we both
get thumbs up to McDonald's.
All right, Brad, what's your next news story?
My next news story, I had a few. I always like picking a couple and I can see how I'm feeling at the time and kind of, you know, flip between them. So I will ask you, what kind of story are you feeling like? I've got a good one. Okay, but like a certain vibe, are you feeling like something? What are you feeling?
Well, what you got? Where are the
I've got North Korea. I've got arguably the only place worse than North Korea, Ohio. And I have arguably Walt Disney World.
Don't you have the best running back in Ohio on your fantasy team?
I know. I was about to say I know where you live. I actually don't know where you live, but I guarantee I will find it.
You probably will. It's Vegreville. There's only about 35.
I'll go door to door. I will find.
I'll tell you this much, Brad. I do not live on the same block as you.
I know. Brittany does. But.
Brittany
does. Same block,
yes.
Same like block.
That's like her claim to fame.
Living by me.
She lives by the famous podcaster Brad Sonnenberg. Let's go North Korea. We haven't heard from them in a while.
Ohio. Oh, shoot. I missed them up. North Korean gymnast defects the country by vaulting fences. Has escaped South Korea by swinging himself over the border barricades without triggering sensors. The man, reported to be in his 20s, surrendered after a manhunt by the South Korean military discovered a breach. The troops had engaged in an operation near the heavily fortified border in Goseong. I don't know how to pronounce that. Goseong. After detecting unidentified personnel there, the unnamed man was detained without incident and asked for asylum, prompting an investigation into his claims and the breach. Officials were so taken aback by his feat that they asked him to demonstrate twice how he was able to jump over the 3-meter fence, according to BBC's correspondent. Authorities vowed to investigate why high-tech security systems did not work. The audacious defection sparked alarm that the high-security demilitarized zone separating north from south had been successfully crossed. The 4-kilometer wide, 250-kilometer long strip is fortified by fences, minefields, and armed sentry posts. Few defectors take the dangerous option of trying to break through, with most of the 33,000 who have fled North Korea since the 90s opting for risky but more achievable routes through China. Holy smokes. I think their main problem was clearly not preparing for the real threat to any militarized operation. Men in tights.
Not Robin Hood, but legit gymnasts. I'm gonna go on a limb here and say the wonderful dictator who leads that glorious country is now canceled.
Yes.
The gymnast program.
No more gymnasts. Honestly, no, he's just insecure because he can't like see his toes. So,
yes, you know your belly is usually a problem when you look down, you can't see something. But when you really can't see your toes, you got a little bit too big there.
No, I mean, good for that guy. I mean, he did get caught in the end, but it's kind of morbid. But think of how funny it would be. Just like this guy running like full speed, doing like 20 backflips in a row. He flips over this fence and then immediately just plops on a minefield.
That's just as he's at the last fence, he's about to be free. Toe, just this pinky toe grazes them. But hey, you know what? Good on him. You know, desperate times call for desperate measures and extensive training.
I was hoping the story would go like they were so impressed by his tricks that they were like, nah.
They sent him back.
I had this idea for a sketch once. And it was Kim Jong-un. And, you know, he's a dictator. and he only lets people go if they can show him a really cool tech deck trick. He just looks like someone who would be really amused by a good tech decker.
Yeah. A good parkour. Yeah,
unless you can do a very cool tech deck trick.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good story. Good story. That is a brilliant story. I like that one. That's yes. A
even though
story.
He got caught and is probably executed or in
yeah.
containment cell.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he's got to, you know, win gold in the next Olympics
or else
this
he gets
summer and
put in a containment cell. No. Although I got to say, it could be worse. He could live in Ohio.
He could. He could be playing fantasy football losing
well,
to me.
Well, actually,
this
my hands is in the fate of Ohio because Big Ben is playing the Cincinnati Bengals, who are located in Ohio. So
there is a chance.
Such an inept team that Big Ben can put up that many points. It's not going to happen, but you know what I'll do if that happens? I will buy a Sam Bennett jersey.
Then you'll always
yeah,
be on Yes.
That's how I win them over.
Yeah. All right. Well, good story. I've got a good story, Christmas related story. And it's not about gas stations and shooting films. And it's just as questionable, maybe. As 2020, a year that left many people feeling like things are going down the toilet, finally nears its end, an Indiana sanitation company is flush with praise as it looks to celebrate the holidays and New Year's. Service Sanitation of Gary, Indiana uses its portable toilets for an annual light show set to music with animated faces on the porta potties that lip sync to the songs. They call it Jingle John's, a lighted loo experience. The company said that that its latest performance went number one this week, claiming it set a record for the most animated faces on a single holiday light display for its 32 toilet rendition of Hallelujah. It shared a video of the performance online. Awesome, one commentator on the video wrote, "Great job, everyone." Service Sanitation is also touring four of the porta potties around parts of Indiana and Illinois for a 20-minute live light show with several songs. The schedule is up on the company's website with stops scheduled at church events, drive-in movies, and a New Year's Eve fireworks celebration. Stevie D. Dykstra conceived the idea in 2013 when Service Sanitation made a video of 40 porta potties synchronized to a Trans-Siberian Orchestra song to send to customers. Since then, several of the Jingle John's videos have gone viral, and the company has also used them to cheer on the Chicago Cubs. That explains a lot. And even shared 20-second sing-alongs that help people thoroughly wash their hands amid the coronavirus pandemic. It's all about continuous innovation and achieving a new wow factor each year. You know what? You want to give me a wow factor in a porta potty? Keep it clean. There you go. Portable Toilet Company stages holiday light show with singing Johns. Not guys who pimp out women or buy women for illegal sexual activity. Actual singing toilets.
I can't imagine. Honestly, the last thing I want to hear in the bathroom is the Siberian Orchestra. I'll be honest with you. That's on the list. I can think of a few things. Number one, I don't want to hear a Yoko Ono song. I don't want to hear Piers Morgan.
Brad, you could be my Yoko Ono.
Oh, no.
You could be my one and only.
Follow me.
Be my.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Shout out to Bernick ladies. What else don't you want to hear in a bathroom?
Piers Morgan. Just in general. Just anything he says.
Oh, Kevin. Two turtle doves.
And I think the last thing is I'm trying to think.
Heavy breathing
behind
you?
Okay.
I don't want to hear that.
But
I don't want to hear a bear scratching through.
I think the thing I would least want to hear in the bathroom is just myself. I think that would freak me out the most. Like, just I'm sitting there, and then in the upper dish where like all the water is contained, I just hear myself screaming for help.
What if you sat down anytime you're sitting or using a porta potty, and all you heard in there was certain excerpts of you from Brad Nels?
It just cuts in at random points. That just cuts in clips from the show. I sit down and it's just you. I do not endorse racism.
No, it's just you. It's just your voice. Never hear me or anyone else.
Oh man, that'd be.
Or it's you and Reggie talking about poop, because usually when you two are
That's
on the
him.
Show together,
That's his influence.
That comes
me.
Up. Yes, his influence is also what sugar is. No, cocaine's better for you than sugar. Was that it? Oh man, good times, great times. They were the best of times. They were the better.
Shout out
times.
To Cheez-Its. Zesty Cheddar Ranch tastes nothing like Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its are pretty gross, but this is something else. That's our sponsor for today. Cheez-It, Zesty Cheddar Ranch. It's real good.
Well, there you go. We got a few more minutes left in the show. Would you do you have one more story? Your honorable mention.
Okay. Honorable mention.
Or we can talk about things we're looking forward to.
What's up, man? I'm just enjoying these Zesty Cheddar Ranch Cheez-Its. I'm just finished.
We could share our Christmas wish list.
Christmas wishes. Well, no. I do have...
And world hunger and through McDonald's and...
I will say... And I know world peace. Another good story here, but I will say there is something that I would like to say. And that...
All right.
Psych, I do have a good story here. Ohio Department of Health now recommending those in Ohio avoid traveling to Ohio.
Those in Ohio?
Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, Columbus, Ohio. Ohio has been added to the Ohio Department of Health's COVID-19 travel advisory map, meaning the state is recommending Ohioans avoid traveling to Ohio, and those entering Ohio after traveling from Ohio are advised to self-quarantine in Ohio for 14 days. Obviously, outside of The Matrix or a Christopher Nolan movie, this is physically impossible. To be clear, you are free to move about the state, but the ODH recommends staying home except for necessary trips. The ODH included this statement. This is the first week.
Matt.
But the point is, if you live in Ohio, stay out. Stay out. Whatever you do, you're not allowed to leave Ohio, but you better stay out of Ohio.
The point is, if you go grocery shopping in Ohio, buy 14 days worth of groceries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because once you go out of your house into Ohio, you got to quarantine 14 days.
I have never seen proof that Ohio exists.
Well,
prove Ohio is real to me right now.
Well, I can't.
Prove me wrong. Ohio's not real.
Well, apparently you don't want to go to Ohio, especially if you're from Ohio.
Talk about the fantasy team. I will actually cry. I will cry on recording. What are your plans for Christmas?
What are my plans for Christmas? I work tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. I have Christmas Day off, Saturday off, Sunday off. Then I work next week. So my plans are watching a lot of gifts get open. Probably help put together the odd toy or two or batteries into things.
Does Christmas does the garbage output increase over Christmas? Is it like a noticeable like jump in garbage?
A little bit. It's not like summer levels for garbage, but we get a lot of still. There's, you know, maybe not this year because there's no big feast people are supposed to be having, right? We're not supposed to be getting together in groups, so maybe it won't be a huge food waste output, but for recycle, man, oh man, there's definitely an uptick.
Yeah.
in recyclable. So but there's kind of been an uptick in recyclable since the quarantine started in March, because people started shopping from home and Amazon's been busy and Canada Post and all that. So there's lots of cardboard, lots of boxes and all that. So but yeah, for Christmas, just stay home with the family. It's good. We don't have to worry about traveling anywhere. We are a very happy family to spend each time in each other's company. So we're looking forward to it. My wife and I were talking today. It'd be nice to just have Christmas now because everything's bought, ready to go. And you just wait, right? You're just waiting to see everybody open their gifts. But yeah, I like Christmas and Christmas Day by noon. My wife will have the Christmas tree put away and the decorations put away. And we'll get ready for summer. It's just, yeah, just tradition in our house. When noon hits, Christmas is over. Plus, the kids need the room to, you know, you put all their stuff. So the tree kind of takes up a square footage spot that is like one whole child's area if we give it to them. So, and you, sir?
I'm out here with my dad's. I don't know. I can't.
In Ohio?
No. Don't you know you're not allowed to go to Ohio? I don't think we're really doing anything. You can't really do anything. It kind of sucks. I can't really see my girlfriend or anything, or like my mom or whatever, because I'm not there.
They're FaceTime.
Yeah. So it's going to have to be. I mean, I'm sure I'll come back after and then I'll do something with my mom and all that. But I don't know. Not doing a whole lot.
Well, that's good.
Not a whole lot going bad. On. Honestly, I've never been a huge Christmas guy.
I'm not a huge gift guy or anything for me, so I'm all right with not getting a bunch of gifts. So, although I think I'm getting a lot of, I've gotten into the hockey card collecting thing, so I'm big into collecting hockey cards. So I may get a few packs of hockey cards, and I'll be happy with that. But yeah, other than that, just gonna hang out, enjoy it. A lot of years, Christmas is in the middle of the week, so we only get Christmas Day off, like on a Wednesday. Got to go back to work Thursday, and I'm dead tired from putting together stuff and doing everything. So I get 3 days
listening.
Yeah, 3 days to enjoy Christmas. So we're gonna eat food that's probably not good for us. We have a lot of nachos and lots of, you know, things like that. We're gonna eat and maybe order pizza on Boxing Day, but it's gonna be fun. So yeah, we did 24 episodes, Brad. It's been almost a whole season. Did you ever think we'd make it this far?
I don't know what I thought, honestly. I mean, is this like an eternal podcast? When does it end? Is there an end? How does it work? Is it a contract?
1,000 episodes? I don't know.
Yeah, where's the... When is Brad Nell's like an eternal podcast? So like when one of us inevitably dies, do we nominate someone to replace us who has to be named Brad and or Nell's?
Yeah.
Is it... A permanently, like, any guy randomly named Brad, or is it just kind of like the chosen one is randomly picked, like Avatar? Like, is it one of us dies and then somewhere out there a baby named Brad or Nels is born and they become our replacements for this eternal commitment? How does it work? Hello? I think you cut out. I can't hear anything you're saying. I don't know if this is still recording or not. Guess it's just me now. Brad Nels.
Hey, I'm back. My show just disconnected me, so I switched over to cell service. My bad.
It's that time of day, just after
supper, where all the kids start doing homework and start using the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I was about to have the first episode of Brad and Nels After Dark.
For like 40 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes, you guys did. We're off the record now. Cords have been cut. Nothing keeping me from
going along the lines of making it, how long does it go? All I'm going to say is I never set a limit on it. I just thought this would be fun for you and I to hang out for an hour-ish a week or every other week. And then it turned into other podcasts and that, and we've been having fun with those. But it's not about the destination. It's about the journey, truly. And the journey so far has been fun, great. I listened back to other old episodes and I laugh.
I do sometimes. It's crazy listening back. I don't remember saying any of that.
We get into episode whatever of our season two, our first episode, if that's 26 or whatever, probably is going to be episode 26. We'll have to just... off the top of our heads, try and think back or go through Facebook and look at all the stories we posted and pick our favorite stories. But it's been...
We should do like a special thing for 25 where we go back and we will bring Reggie on and like we can look back at like our favorite parts and all that.
Mr. Divisible by Five. But we got to get him. We got to get a hold of his agent and book him. But... It's been a great
it's
as crazy as 2020 has been, this has been one of the best parts of it, is having to spend time with you and then of course start a top five podcast with are well, you know what I mean, spend. Not having as in like I have to, no, but having the time to spend with you. And don't get me start saying I'm not, I do not endorse crazy racism. So it's been a slice. It's been a lot of fun, Brad. And I don't think I'm going to specifically speak to you. I'll text you multiple times, especially after the game tonight. But with my voice and you listening, I not only want to wish every listener to this a happy Christmas, Merry New Year, happy holidays, whatever. That time of year that we celebrate in whatever way we do. But to you, Brad, and your family, Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas to all to
and it's,
to the
it's
Nelsons
a tremendous
as well.
Honor of mine to be able to do this show with you. So
absolutely, it's crazy that all of this stemmed out of that one stupid 20-minute Behind the Mysteries episode that we did where I just talked about Nathan Fillion.
And
it's crazy. And that's where it came from.
If you want to know what that is, right, go to Nels Nelson Audio Dramas.
Oh, you're shameless. Of course.
And you can hear the Behind the Mysteries where I interview cast of the show Mountain Mysteries, and you can learn what goes into and get to know the characters a bit, and that being the cast. But yes, Brad, I'm
you're shameless. Yeah, now I was at a funeral. I'm just so sad that my husband and kids died. Did you just say the word "and"? That's funny because in the title of my show, Brad and Nels.
Self-promotion is the key to pretty much all podcasts and anything that's successful. That, and if you like the show, tell 17 friends about it. And if you don't like the show, tell 34 friends, because I guarantee you 17 of them will check it out.
If you don't like the show, then don't tell anybody because everybody will stop being your friend.
Yes.
Obviously
so,
something's wrong.
Anyway, that's been Brad and Nels What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to.
What's news?
It's only been 25 episodes. We'll get it figured out eventually.
Again, next week. Anyways, as always, Piers Morgan is not the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2, according to Piers Morgan. We all know he is. You have a good Christmas.
Take care.
See
everybody.
You next time. Bye. Adios.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Brad Nell's What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. If you enjoyed the show, please feel free to let us know. You can go on Twitter and go to @AudioNels and leave a comment there about this show and check out other shows that we produce and put out there in the podcast universe. Or you can go to facebook.com/BradNelsWhatsNews, give us a like, and put a comment there. Maybe you have a question for unqualified advice that you'd want us to answer on a show. So feel free to do that. So once again, follow us on Twitter and give us a like on Facebook. And thank you for listening to Brad Nels What's News.